Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing this fine day?
Good, except I've kind of got the giggles.
And why is that?
I don't know. You know, sometimes you just wake up and you have the giggles. I've got the giggles today. It's going to be a great day. A great day and a wonderful day at the Atlanta Business Radio Show because we've got wonderful resources for our listeners today. We've gotten a lot of emails lately from entrepreneurs and small business owners saying, gosh, the economy stinks. We all know that. But what can we do to pull together our resources and maybe make a difference and kind of save a little bit of money? So that's our show today. First up, we have Allison Babb, who's a recognized leader and expert in self-employment. She's written some books. She's a coach. She's the founder and CEO of Great Small Business Advice. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you. It's glad to be here.
So, Allison, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your new book.
Okay, so I do small business coaching, particularly for solo entrepreneurs. My book is The 7 Biggest Mistakes Small Business Owners Make and How to Avoid Them. And the reason I wrote that book is from just my experience coaching small business owners, and like I said, particularly solo entrepreneurs, who continue to make the same mistakes. And it's interesting that you mentioned the economy because a lot of people are coming to me right now for small business coaching regarding the economy. And when I start digging into their businesses and what they're doing, their marketing strategy, I find out that they actually have a weak foundation. So something like an economic shift actually has a greater impact on them than, and it probably wasn't the economy. It's just that the economy kind of exacerbated something that was not quite stable in building their businesses.
Now, do you think that small businesses are better prepared to survive this or larger companies?
I think small businesses can be far more resilient and they can be far more flexible. So I think small businesses probably have a better chance of survival than larger companies.
As long as they don't make those mistakes?
As long as they don't make those key mistakes,
What is the big key mistake?
I would say the number one mistake that I see when I'm coaching as an entrepreneur is that they're trying to serve everyone. They're trying to make their business, they're not focused on who their ideal customer or ideal client is. So a lot of their marketing is so diluted that they're not able to attract clients and customers. So I work with them to narrow their focus and really pick a niche that they can become an expert in.
Tell us about your new book. How can people buy it? Do you have a website?
Yep, they can grab it off my website. It's greatsmallbusinessadvice.com.
Now, I love to read a book and then talk to the author. I understand that you have like a blog or a way that folks can read the
yes.
book and then interact with you. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yep. There is if you go to askallisonbabb.com, you can submit questions there. I actually do teleseminars monthly where I'm answering questions, and I have a weekly e-zine that I publish, free weekly e-zine, and I answer questions in there as well.
What are the concerns you're hearing from your readers and listeners?
Right now, it's a lot of no-cost marketing. Like, how can I market my business for little or no money? And also, how can I keep clients and customers coming in when people are telling me that they can't spend money?
So are there ways to market with little or no money?
Lots of ways. And I think one of the biggest ones right now is joint venturing and getting together with people who share your ideal client, but they're in different industries. So you get together with them and you partner on how to share resources and share customers with each other.
So can you give us an example of how that would work?
Yeah. So if you're a photographer, for example, one of my
right.
clients is a photographer. And one of the points that I gave him was hook up with somebody who is in the bridal industry because a lot of his business comes from weddings.
Weddings, sure.
So if you hook up with them,
caterer maybe.
Yeah, or a caterer, yes. And you can say, hey, let's share business together. Same ideal client, but different, completely different businesses.
And then, but how do they share? Like, how does it actually work out?
So some of my clients have done joint seminars, like one-hour seminars with their joint partners, so that they bring in both clientele from both different businesses, and they expose, so they can double. I had someone double the number of clients and prospects that they had just from joint venturing with someone that had the same target audience.
And then it doesn't have to be with one. You could do it with
many,
multiple, and
many,
then have like a
yes.
big expo.
Mm-hmm.
So really pulling together your resources.
Absolutely. And it costs nothing to do it.
Can you tell us maybe a success story? What's your number one story? You have a client that you're most proud of. What's one story you love to tell?
One client was actually a business coach like I am. And one of the things that she did was go to the places where business owners go to like do photocopying and all that, like Home Office Depot, Staples, businesses like that in her area, and asked to just do a teleseminar for their clients. And
so she was just hanging out by the copy machine?
Yeah, and just decided to talk to the manager and went in and got... just proposed that, hey, I could help your business owners if I could just do a teleseminar for them. And they partnered, and the business promoted her teleseminar, got lots of people in, and she practically doubled the number of people that she had coming to her.
Wow.
That's a success story. So tell us again one more time how people can reach you.
Yep, you can go to greatsmallbusinessadvice.com.
Terrific. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
You know, Allison talked a lot about pulling together resources and bringing things together. There's one thing that I think a lot of small business owners spend a lot of money on, and that's their office space. But how much time do you really spend in it? And you have to assess those things, and can you share an office space? We're privileged this morning to have with us the folks from Corporate Office Centers. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Rich and Carrie.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So tell us about Corporate Office Centers and what they provide.
Well, Corporate Office Centers has been in business since 1994. We are a national company. We have almost 30 locations in the United States, from all the way from Atlanta to LA to Honolulu. We have offices in Denver, Texas, and many, many other areas. But basically what we provide is an exceptional business environment and quality professional business services at an excellent value. We provide our services with pride, with responsiveness, and a great company spirit.
Now, there's a lot of, executive suite company corporate office centers around the city. What do you think separates you guys from the other ones?
I think that corporate office centers can provide the environment that's necessary in today's economy to network and partner, exactly like Allison was saying, to partner with other businesses. And it's just very important to us that our clients succeed. The most exciting thing about my job is to have a client come on as a virtual office, and that's someone who would come in, they work from home, and getting their business started. So basically, they have a mailbox service with us. They're using our address. And to see them grow and network with our other clients and with our partners like Atlanta Business Radio X, and then get an office, a full-time office, and then move up to the corner office, and then eventually, of course, having their own, growing to a point where they have their own location.
Right. Now, I think you guys, I'm a big fan, you guys know.
Thank you.
I'm a tenant here, and I love you guys. I think you do. The thing to me that stands out the most out of all the other ones that I've dealt with are that you guys want to help me. You guys want to network. You guys want to help refer business my way. And how do you go about doing that? What are some of the things you do to help network with your clients?
Well, we do many different things. First of all, we try to bring networking into our center, and we offer that networking free to our clients. And that adds value to their space here, so it's not just somewhere for them to come and sit and do work. We offer social events. We offer networking groups. And we also try to promote their business to anyone that we network with, even outside of our center.
Now, Rich, I have a question for you. What are some of the things, you talk about a turnkey environment. If I need copies, what are some of the things that I could come to the office for?
Absolutely. Speaking of a turnkey environment, it's basically come in, you have everything that you need in an office to function and to operate and to drive revenue to be successful. Our goal is to provide those facilities and services so you can concentrate on the business at hand, and that is growing your business.
So when you say turnkey, is there space, like say I want to do a workshop, is there space for something like that?
Absolutely. We have training rooms that can seat up to 50 people where you can have a workshop, a networking group, anything of that nature. We also have smaller meeting rooms, 6 to 15 people, excuse me. And we also have individual day offices for lease by the day, by the month, by the year. And so it goes back to what Allison Babb was saying, is flexibility and having the facilities and the products and services that you need when you need them.
Now, your background, you spent some time at the Ritz-Carlton.
That's correct, yes.
So service obviously is important. How do you guys implement that kind of high-quality service in the center?
Absolutely. As Carrie was saying, you know, we take a personal responsibility, a personal interest in our clients and their success. You know, Corporate Office Centers is a place where the genuine care and comfort of our clients is truly our highest mission. And we pledge to provide the finest in personal service and facilities for our clients. And so they can be successful, and we enjoy that, honestly, watching them grow, as Carrie was saying.
I think the one thing you said that resonated with me was flexibility. So often,
absolutely,
you know, people will take on special projects. They might need an office space for a month or 2 months, and then they might not need it for a while, or they might need a boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you really do work with the client based on their needs. You don't have just one package.
It doesn't serve anybody's purpose to put them into a product or a service that they don't need or can't pay for. Right. That is basically it, is to get them the service and the products that they need to function and to grow and to succeed. And, you know, we have different products ranging from mail handling, so they can put a prestigious Class A mailing address on their business cards, and to a full, like Carrie was saying, a 250 square foot corner office that everybody aspires to, and everything in between.
Now, you have, I believe, three centers here in the metro Atlanta area?
We actually are announcing today our fourth center that just opened yesterday in Johns Creek.
Wow.
Yeah, we're so excited. Our strategy of being close to our clients has actually worked for our business, and our business is actually growing in an economy like that because of the flexibility and the networking and opportunities that we provide for our clients. So
the perimeter? The one we're in now?
That's right. This is Perimeter. Yep. And then we have Alpharetta as well, and which is up off of Haynes Bridge. And then we also have Buckhead, which is just across the street from Lenox Mall. And then the last and fourth, of course, is Johns Creek. Mm-hmm. That's our brand new facility up in Duluth.
If people want to learn more about how they can share office space and more about these four locations, how can they reach out to you?
There's a couple of different ways. Of course, corporateofficecenters.com is the best way to reach us. We're also we also have a large presence on LinkedIn. You can contact any of our managers at any time through the LinkedIn site. We also have virtual tours. So we're really excited to have that available to you on our website.
And so they can go and see each individual center and kind of get an idea of what's in there without actually traveling there?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. You know, the best part about having these folks on the Atlanta Business Radio Show is the studio is in one of their spaces. And the couple of folks that I've been able to refer to them, Lee, there's nothing better than a hug around the neck. And I know the folks that I've sent your way, they've all called me back and said, this is fabulous. I didn't know anything like this existed. So thank you all
Great.
So much for being with us today.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
And
thanks
for referring.
Yeah, thank you so much for the fabulous space you provide us and the comfortable spot for all of our guests. Thank you for being with us today. Next up, we have a great guest, Kevin Ligon, and I think I just pronounced his name wrong. Ligon. We're going to call him Kevin, sort of like Madonna. Kevin, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. When it comes to marketing, you know, so folks can have a marketing person on staff, but not everybody can afford that. So if you want to pull together the resources of someone that's been in marketing for many, many years, you can call Kevin. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Kevin.
Well, thank you very much.
We'd love to know about your company, and maybe just give us a little bit about where you came from. That's important.
Well, I came from a varied background. I studied marketing and communications, you know, in school, and of course, I've done everything from promotions for TBS and TNT to doing business development for software companies and doing marketing for home health and healthcare companies and even fashion designers and production companies in Los Angeles. Currently, I have a range of clients here that are range from software and video production companies to consulting companies that do IT and web design, and they also do. We have an HR company we'll be handling in the next month or so. We'll handle their company completely on. We'll have a dedicated project manager for that company.
So really talking about the cost effectiveness of bringing someone's marketing together with their public relations and their advertising, correct?
Yes.
So someone can basically bring you on with, you have 35 years of experience. Kevin, you're not that old.
You started very young.
Well, I did. I was doing it in high school. Yeah. I was doing.
So 30 years of marketing experience, ranging in a lot of different types of companies. What is your sweet spot now? A specific size of company, type of company?
Entrepreneurs. I had done a lot of corporate marketing, and I enjoy it, but I am fascinated with a new person or a new company coming together and getting it to grow and advance in the marketplace. And
what's the difference do you see between a corporate client and somebody who is that entrepreneur?
Well, the entrepreneur, I'm dealing with the owner-operator, the mm-hmm. person that has the skin in the game.
Right,
basically.
So you like that better because they're more invested?
Yes, they're more invested. They're excited about their product. It's and I really enjoy the fact that how I can help light up their business for the fact that they are out there, you know, really doing the, trying to make it work,
right.
trying to get their company off the ground.
So do you believe in that kind of everybody should do what they do? And so they should
yes.
delegate the marketing to somebody who's a professional and
right.
does that all the time?
A lot of people think they can do marketing or advertising because they see it.
Right.
Or
it can't be that hard.
Right, exactly. Well, look, I see it every day.
And I know what a bad ad looks like, so you should be able to create a good ad.
Exactly. That's what they think. And one of the things that Allison mentioned earlier was that a lot of times entrepreneurs will, they'll take more of a shotgun approach and try to hit everybody as though they were their customer. And what we do is we help them target their market, get more finely tuned as to exactly who their customer is and how to best contact them for the least amount of money. We handle different programs, and what Allison had mentioned as far as joint ventures, we actually add another component to that, which is strategic partnerships. A lot of times for smaller companies, you do have vendors that are larger companies, and what they want to do, they like a friend, one of my clients, and also a friend, owns the Mercantile in Decatur, and what I helped her do is focus on the vendors and the products that she carries in the store and partnering with them to provide information, marketing dollars, expansion, because basically she's providing them a very sweet spot when it comes to customers. Mm-hmm. One of my clients in Kansas City, when I'd worked there, is Beyond Now Technologies, and we'd done software development. Well, one of the things that they had a specific healthcare user group, and I got the whole $30,000 user group paid for by all of the associated vendors that were not competitors, but they wanted that particular group. So they were willing to pay for meals. They were willing to pay for the event spaces, a whole variety of.
So you help a client use their resources and kind of leverage all their resources
exactly.
to the maximal gain?
Mm-hmm.
And thinking
exactly.
outside of the box. I mean, there's a lot of creative ways to use resources, as you just shared.
Mm-hmm.
So once you, walk us through the process. Once you bring a client on, are there some specific questions you ask them to try to unveil what they need to, you know, have help with? I mean, walk us through that process. Say I sign on with you as a client. How would you walk me through your process?
Well, the process, it mainly we get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
What can both benefit? How can I help you get to the point where you can communicate your best information or your target to your customer? And mainly it's getting to know you first, building a plan from that, which would say, okay, this is, and discovering the customer, and then going from that point where we develop the communication plan, whether it's direct mail, whether it's telephone, whether it's video, whether however that occurs, is that we get it specific for that client and for their customer base.
Now, when you're working with someone, how long does it take from that initial consult to actually start seeing results?
It could be anywhere from a few weeks to several months. It kind of depends on the industry that they're working
mm-hmm.
in.
What do you have a kind of a success story? Do you have any dramatic success story?
Well, most of them were our direct mail campaigns.
Uh-huh.
I've been very good at targeting through demographics. We also do feasibility studies for different companies, and that's been very beneficial in getting them targeted.
So you do a feasibility study to see if there's a market for them to be in, or is it as a tool to meet their prospect?
Well, mainly it's to find out, it's to target their customer base. We did a feasibility study for a daycare center here in the Atlanta area, and what it helped them do is they knew their they could identify their competitors, and they could identify the demographics they were working in. Like, you might not know that, you know, within a couple of miles is a highly, you know, a more affluent neighborhood that you need to target more directly because they want your services more so than somebody else.
That might be closer.
Exactly. Right? They may be around the corner from you. And if you target that neighborhood, then they are a particularly, you know, lucrative.
And you would have to communicate with them in a different manner.
Yes. You could do it from flyers or providing seminars or events, or you could do it from direct mail, or it could be if your market is broader, then you would go to radio or cable spots.
Mm-hmm. So in the economy now, a lot of folks are cutting back, and sometimes people say, I got to cut back on my marketing. What's your advice to folks? Obviously, they
don't need
to cut back on their
marketing. Always double down on your marketing, right?
Exactly.
How would you address that question? Because that's one thing. A lot of people think, gosh, I should just almost crawl up in a hole and wait till it's over.
Well, they think of marketing as a soft cost, where you've got rent and salaries, and you don't want to fire anybody. So they start cutting back on what they perceived as a soft cost. Well, the thing is, in a down economy, if you're the one marketing and you're basically reassuring your customer base that you're there, you're stable, you're there to provide them services, you'll pick up services that your competitors aren't picking up because they're not advertising.
So maybe you can offer them a smaller version of what they might have wanted on a bigger scale, correct?
Exactly. We sit down and communicate what their needs are, and we get it down to a point where they can focus on what they need and how to promote it to their clients.
Lee, any thoughts from you?
Can you speak a little bit about pricing? Because a lot of people think the best thing to do is cut pricing. What's your philosophy regarding that?
I would not cut pricing. What you want to do is you want everyone to know what your regular price is. And then if you're going to do a discount or do a sale, you do it as a percentage, and you only do it for a certain time period. You do it in a certain specific time period where it's a call to action. Because basically you don't want the person to think, well, I can get this 50% next month. You want them to think that they can only get that discount within the next week or the next few days. It increases your cash flow, and it also doesn't mean that you're products are viewed in the marketplace as lower quality.
Great advice for us.
Yeah.
Great advice for our listeners. Kevin, if folks want to reach out and learn more about your company or check out your services, how can they do that?
The website's probably the easiest to get contact information. That would be stratmarcon.com, stratmarcon.com. And also, I'm located on LinkedIn, and that would be Kevin Ligon, LIGON.
Your newsletters are great, too.
Oh, thank you. I send those out to clients and customers.
How often does that come out?
Oh, once a month.
And you believe, your clients should be doing the same, that regular communication?
Actually, a newsletter is an excellent way to get information out, no matter what kind of business you are. One of the things that is paramount in marketing is providing information.
Mm-hmm. Education and information.
Because we're constantly bombarded by people saying, give me your money or buy our product. But if you provide value to someone besides the product that you give, like corporate offices, they're giving seminars, they're doing networking, they're providing value and information beyond what would be considered their product. And if you do that, then people will value you and they'll consider you. And that in our marketplace, relationships are the key to greater marketing in whether it's this economy or any economy.
You're right. You're definitely right. It is a lot of it. It's about the relationship.
Thank you
so much for being our guest today, Kevin.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, there's not much you can do at all, whether you're in your office or out of your office if you don't have a computer. And Lee, I'm not sure if you've ever had computer problems.
Oh, no, never. In my whole life, I've escaped that.
Oh, my goodness. There's a different side of me that comes out when I have computer problems. I'm normally very patient, but patient at the PC, I am not. Our next guest is very patient at the PC, and not even patient. He's not a patient. He's the doctor, the PC doctor. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Chris.
Good morning.
I've got to know, how does it feel to be the PC doctor?
Feels great because I'm the only one that actually makes house calls.
Still? The only doctor that makes house calls.
The only doctor I know of.
Now, will you accept my major medical? I've got my insurance card out.
We'll try to work something out.
That's a whole nother show. So, tell us about the PC doctor and how you help maximize people's performances. Do you deal just with individuals or companies?
What we do is we've specialized in residential, small home offices, and small business. People that don't have a server, maybe have, you know, one or two computers, and you know, their computer is their lifeline because they're working out of their house. They're either, you know, telemarketing or doing things like that. And if their computer is down for more than 2 hours, you know, they're freaking out, you know, and doing whatever. So our response time is usually, you know, 4 hours, and we work 7 days a week. So if you have an issue on a Sunday, you know, for a report or something that you need to get out, you know, on a Monday, and you've got a blue screen of death on your computer, we can fix that.
And what is this blue screen of death?
Oh, Lee.
I've never had the blue screen of death.
You really haven't?
Really?
Oh, it's the worst.
What is that?
It's the worst.
Well, it's a blue screen with white lettering, and it keeps, you know, rebooting a computer, and you keep seeing the blue screen. It's not pretty.
No.
And what caused that? Is that a virus?
It could be a virus. It could be a bad driver. It could be something that you just installed, bad memory chip. Mm-hmm. It could be almost anything. And the gobbledygook that you see on the blue screen, you know, does have the ciphering. I have the decoder ring to.
You know how to break the code there?
Exactly.
And if you're like me, you just look at it and freak out and wonder what to do. So how do you have a website? How can people reach you?
Yes, I do. It's PCDocUSA.com, and all my contact information is there. We've got some pricing there, too, for, you know, standard things. We provide remote backup for clients. We do disaster recovery where we actually image your drive on an external drive, and you can either keep in a safety deposit box, or we can keep it for you.
That's important, Lee. Gosh, I mean, there's a lot of folks that need to back up their memory and don't know that there are places like yourself that do
would
that.
Would you help a person, like hypothetically me? I have an office here, and then I have an office in my home, and so to keep track of everything, to make them all work well together, to play nice?
Yeah, we do that for an attorney in Vinings. He has a home office, and then he has a regular office, too, kind of like in a corporate space like this.
Mm-hmm.
And we've synchronized his home computer because he works out of the house sometimes writing briefs. He does wills and estate work.
Right.
And we've synchronized the computer at the office with a part-time person that he has working for him. So he's able to log in from the office to the home computer and get documents if he needs them, or he can do it from the office to the home computer.
Now, and in my home, though, it becomes more complicated because the home computer is no longer just your computer. Like, I have a wireless router, and then my kid has a laptop, and then I have a TiVo that uses the wireless router. Do you help coordinate all of that stuff?
Yes, we do.
And because that has its own headaches, right? Every time you're using that router to a different device.
Well, once it's set up, and, you know, what I recommend, too, is that you have encryption on it. Otherwise, you've got all your neighbors surfing
right.
off the
And you're helping out
bandwidth.
The neighborhood, right?
Exactly, yes. Which you
and
may or may not want to do.
Drive by. I've noticed that sometimes people drive and sit in front of your house.
Yeah, if you have, like, four cars sitting in front of your house, you know you've got a problem.
That means you have a good wireless signal, right?
That's
Isn't
right.
Exactly. That's verification of that.
One of those is probably me, Lee.
You go trolling for a wireless signal sometimes?
Yes, I know where they all are, within, like, a four-mile radius of the office here. I'm in my other office, the car, as so many people are. Now, we talk about, you know, people's PCs being down. That's a huge loss of productivity. Your turnaround time is 4 hours. You must have a number of people in the Atlanta area. How many technicians are there?
We've got two other technicians that work in, you know, in outlying areas. I cover North Fulton and Cobb County, and they cover Gwinnett and Douglas County.
So is this your
between.
Business?
Yes, I own the business.
And then is it exclusive to Atlanta, or is it all over the country?
Well, we're working with a franchise expert to make it, you know, throughout the country because uh-huh. of the name. So, and it's good for someone that's, you know, maybe worked for an IT company and they've downsized and he's out of work,
right.
But he's got all the credentials and he's able to, he's been helping, you know, his brother-in-law, his
sure.
mother and whatever. So it's a great little business for somebody that, you know, wants to work part-time to full-time.
Now, what's your background that makes you so good at this?
Well, my background's kind of varied. My first business was an advertising agency, mm-hmm. and then I was in the restaurant business. I owned 7 restaurants, and I started a computer company in 1989 in Florida, sold that company, moved up to Atlanta, and started something a little bit different. And that's why we're in the niche we're in now. Instead of doing, you know, with my 10 employees down there doing managed services, we're doing stuff for people that can't afford to spend $200 with one of the squads.
So, yeah, how do you differentiate yourself from the Geek Squad or one of those kind of big box technicians?
We're not a set price. We're on an hourly rate. Mm-hmm. Our average service call is $90. Their mm-hmm. average is $190.
Mm-hmm.
So for a small home office or a residential customer, that's a lot of money.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So when you come to my house or to my office, I need to make sure I don't talk to the technician. Because that would add to the hourly rate, right?
Correct.
Just get them, out of the way.
Feed them cookies. I just need to let them go. That's great. I mean, that is. I mean, $90 to start with. And I love on your website, it said to, if you want to bring your computer back to the way it was when you brought it out of the box. Because so often you get the new computer and it's fast and you love it. And then a year later, it's not so fast anymore. But you can obviously call someone like the PC doctor and they come out and maximize the speed of your computer, right?
Yeah, because people install stuff. You know, they download things from the internet. And, you know, they may use it for about 5 minutes and then forget
right.
about it. But it's still, you know,
taking
loaded
resources.
On the computer. It's still loading in the tray. So mm-hmm. we take that, you know, 10-minute ordeal with the hourglass and knocked it down to about 15 to 20 seconds.
That's great.
Now, do you do anything where you remotely take over my computer? Because I've had people help me on the computer where they take over the computer and then they fix something.
Yeah, we do that too.
So that's service also?
Correct.
So that's
For existing clients. So if,
right.
you know, if there's, you know, if you're in Alpharetta and I'm in Kennesaw,
right.
you know, I've got a little piece of software that, you know, it's a one-time thing. You give me the code. I log in, fix your computer, and then I can't log in again. Unless
right.
you're an actual, you want me to do that all the time, then we install something permanent.
So that's a service also, right? So
correct.
You can, you're like my insurance policy in case something goes wrong?
Exactly.
And wow. what about backups? Because that's something that everybody thinks they should be doing, and then they don't really do
you know, I give away sometimes when we do door prizes, I give away USB drives, and I know they're going to throw those in a drawer and never
right.
use them. But, yeah, we offer a remote backup service. It's mm-hmm. automatic. There's no intervention from you. Once we set it up, all you have to do is leave the computer on. It does the backup. It knows what to back up. It backs up the new stuff and the old stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps 30 days worth of history. So, you know, if you delete something, we can get it back.
Wow. That's handy.
Very handy. A lot of great services there. How can people reach you?
They can either reach me by phone or on my website. Website is pcdocusa.com.
Terrific. Lee, we're out of time.
Yes, we are.
Great show. Great guests. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for being our guest this week. We'll catch you next week. I'm Amy Otto for the Atlanta Business Radio Show.